welcome to episode 10 of Past Your Bedtime. I'm Andrea Belke.
I'm Caitlin Cook.
And I'm Danielle Kay.
And we are joined by the lovely Kay Brown, yay, aka Kay York City on Instagram.
Hey, everyone.
How's it going, Kay?
It's going well. Nice to be here.
We're really happy to have you.
Yeah, this is great.
So for people that don't know you or what you do, just describe yourself.
Well, I work for a media marketing company called Betches, and I do the social media, like Instagram stories. I make memes. I drink on a daily basis. You know, the usual 29-year-old
stuff. Just really
stuff.
Casual.
Providing lol-worthy content for us
always.
On the daily.
No, but seriously, if you follow Betches, which I feel like a lot of people know Betches on Instagram, you make most of those memes, right?
I make a lot of memes. It's actually like a collaboration, like a lot of us make different memes there, and like we put them on there like based on whether they do well on Facebook, and so then we'll put them on Betches. So like we have a lot of different people that contribute, but I do make a lot of them. Yeah.
That is very cool.
Professional meme maker.
It's funny because like I stumbled upon Betches and I was like, this is great, this is like gold.
Yeah.
Now we're friends with Betches.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, there's like, that's funny because I think I met you like the day after I started following you, and Betches was like just a few days before that. Like I discovered Betches, and then I was like, K York City, cool.
I actually didn't know what Betches was, but I met Kay when I was on a date. And it's so funny because, Kay, we actually have a lot of crossover with guys in the
so
city.
So many.
Which is ridiculous. So every time I start dating someone new, I always want to check with Kay and be like, did you date this guy?
It's like, okay, wait, let's go through the roster. Like, I've been with this guy. Like, what about you?
We have a few crossovers.
It's just insane. I don't think I've had this with anybody else.
No, and especially it's New York City. There's so many guys.
Yeah.
But it'll be like someone that I went on a couple dates with, Kay like matched with on a dating app, or vice versa. It's just funny.
There hasn't been many people like this, but Andrea and I seem to have the same type.
Yeah,
but
wait,
also,
what is your how would you describe your type?
Probably like I love like a bro. I love like a bro. He's probably sort of douchey, but he looks really good. I want him to like be funny. I don't know. It's hard to describe. I don't really have like a set type, but
I feel like you definitely need someone that's funny because you're hilarious. Like they need to have your sense of humor.
I just need somebody that like can that like wants to like have fun, like. But also wants to like stay in. I want somebody to make me want to stay in because I have like chronic FOMO, and like I can't stay in. So I want somebody that will stay in with me, but also like that'll go party with me or go to like whatever festival or something as well.
Yeah, the guy that we both dated, that's how we know each other. I feel like he kind of strayed from our type though.
Literally the furthest thing.
He was like a really mature.
I was gonna
older
say
guy.
Like how would you how would you break it down? Just mature and old,
like
not
dad.
A bro.
He's
mature,
like dad.
Very much a dad, like not to use daddy, but like daddy.
Very attractive.
Oh yeah, he was hot.
Yeah,
like, that's not.
But not. I mean, look, he's a sweet guy, but not our sense of humor.
No.
No.
Like,
clearly, because neither one of you are dating him, so.
Right. We went to a comedy show once, and I just saw him, like, not laughing at all, and I'm, like, gagging with laughter over these, like, sex jokes, or, like, you know, these, like, lowball jokes, but I love them.
Wait, that's the worst, though, when you go to a comedy or improv show with someone, and they don't get the humor.
That's right. It's terrible.
And you do.
It's and
like,
it's
this
awkward.
Isn't gonna work out.
Immediately.
So when I went out with this guy, I'm not going to say his name. We'll say his name, Sam. I met up with Sam. And you know how you meet up with somebody and instantly you just know you're not going to click?
Yes.
Like, I just...
yes.
Like, instantly.
Instantly. No, the second I saw him and hugged him, and I had met him before because I interviewed him on my show, but... on people. But when I met him in person, outside of the work context, I was like, oh, this is bad. We're not vibing. This is
that's
bad.
The worst, because then you're stuck
right
on
away.
The date.
Yeah. That's why like our speed dating adventure was so interesting and like kind of accurate.
Oh,
he just kind of knew.
I need to do that.
Do it. Try it.
Do you?
You should
know.
Do it.
I don't know.
I feel like you might like it. I do.
It was an adventure.
Yeah, it really was.
So I met up with him and instantly knew that we weren't going to click, or at least I wasn't interested in him like that. And so we were sitting at this place. It was a beautiful venue. There was a concert that this guy was going to play later. And we're sitting at this table, and all of a sudden two girls come up to the table, and it's Kay and Kenzie, Kay's friend. And all of a sudden they introduce themselves, and obviously Sam and them, they know each other. And I was confused because here I knew that this was a date. This was a one-on-one date with this guy. And then Kay and Kenzie sit down right next to us at the table that's right up against our
table. But he tried to say that these weren't our seats.
What?
Like at first, yeah, he was like, oh, I don't know if you guys are sitting here. I was like, I'm pretty sure they walked us over here. So this is where I'm sitting.
So then all of a sudden I'm at a table with this guy as a first date and then two rando girls. But then I was like, maybe this is the best thing to happen because then we started talking and yeah. found out you guys work for Betches and I was asking about that. You taught me how to use the swipe up feature on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, TBT.
Yeah. So then I was like talking to these two girls more than I was talking to my date and I was like, maybe this is the best thing to happen. And it was just funny.
Honestly, it was a red flag when, because we were sitting at that table for like a few hours. Like we saw like the show and whatever and like beforehand and he had this beer and I'll never forget because he had this beer and he probably drank maybe like a few sips out of it and it was still there when he left.
What?
He didn't drink the beer and I was like, what? I would never be able to be with a guy who can't finish a beer. Like,
also, why'd he just, like, why'd he get it?
Yeah.
I don't know if he wanted to be like trying to like to fit cool. in or like look cool. Whatever. Like, you don't have to drink, but like, don't order the drink. Like, there are like sober children in Africa. Oh my God.
So anyway, then the date ended and I remember thinking, it was kind of weird. I thought this was like a one-on-one date and now it's a group date, was maybe I liked it more.
Better.
And then later he said, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Those girls weren't supposed to sit with us.
Yes, he literally said that out loud to us. He was like, oh, this isn't like, there's other people sitting here. I'm like, incorrect.
That's me. It all worked out because then now we're friends. And yeah. Look, again, sweet guy. Just very not, sweet. Not for us. Just,
super hot.
Just a lightweight. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, like, two sips. No exaggeration.
No. Nope.
And then you guys met Kay.
We met Kay. It was a random night out, and I forget what
DJing.
We were. Yeah, Vinny from The Bachelorette.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise.
I would just say Bachelor, but Vinny from The Bachelorette was DJing at some event for The Bachelor, and
Public House.
And it was a bachelor.
They were giving out roses.
Night.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And there were roses everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Because Daniel McGuire was there.
Dean was
Lacey
there.
Lacey Mark. Dean was there.
Leah was there.
Yes, Leah.
Leah, who I adore.
Yeah.
I know.
I remember what you were wearing, which might be kind of creepy.
No, I remember it too.
Like white bodysuit.
You were wearing a white bodysuit. I was so and obsessed. Shorts. And I had literally just started following you like the day before. I was like,
in the bathroom.
And I think I was like, Kay? You didn't know who I was. Hey. You were like, oh.
I always go with it. I'm like, I've definitely met this person before. Maybe I was like drunk or something. I was like, but I'm going with it because if she remembers me, I should remember her.
I was going to say the first thing I said to her was, your shit's dope.
And I'm sorry. Like, yeah. What a good pickup line, D.
I know. Right? That works.
But we ended up going to a karaoke bar, which was super fun.
Oh,
and we were like, I think we were all a little drunk, maybe. I don't know. It was a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Maybe.
Maybe. Just possibly.
Then we ended up in a cab.
It was a very spontaneous night. Yeah.
I was like on the floor in a cab and I have these pictures of myself.
I have pictures of Andrea on the floor.
I have
no idea why.
I have video of it and I'm not going to like obviously share it only with you guys. But there's video of you on the floor of the Uber that we took. Just chilling.
How did you get on the floor?
Well,
was it an XL?
No,
it was a cab.
Cram so many people in one Uber or in one cab or whatever, and I'm always the one that's like, I'll go on the floor.
She's fun. I think we hit her from the driver.
Amazing. So that was an epic drunk night. But yes,
that was a great night.
But again, we gained a friend from it.
Yeah,
it was a great night. Look at that.
Yeah, right? Here we are.
Bonding over loving to drink and be crazy.
I don't currently love to drink. I'm over it.
I currently am chugging water.
I'm chugging water and coffee.
Yeah,
so.
We'll talk about why we're so hungover, Caitlin. But first, Kay, we always start with what's on your mind.
Yeah.
So what is on your mind?
Okay, so I had to think about this. What's on my mind right now is, so I was like talking to this guy and we hung out like a few times, we hung out like 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And then, and he was like really cool. We were super vibing, but he's like the worst texter in the world. Like,
I hate that.
Cannot deal with like communicate, like bad communication. Like I am always on my phone. Like most people always at least have their phone with them or like near them. Mm-hmm. Like you see the messages. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When you don't respond or it takes you like hours to respond or like you're always being like, oh, sorry for the delay. Every single time you respond to my message, it makes me insane. Mm-hmm. And then like, so I don't understand why people like guys like that, especially if we're clearly like into each other, what's the issue? Mm-hmm.
Whenever that
or maybe he's not.
No, whenever that happens to me, because it's been happening recently where I'll just have to make excuses for the guy and go, oh, he's just a bad texter.
Right.
But then I get in my head and I think, oh, wait, Andrea, don't be stupid. He's just not that into you. However, I do think there are bad texters or people that just don't text as much as the form of communication, but it just doesn't vibe with me. Because then I get in my head or I'm insecure and I'm thinking, okay, I think you're just not interested because you're answering with one word text.
One words or like he'll DM me instead of text me, which is bizarre.
That is
But it also was weird. Like kind of good because then I can see when he actually sees my messages. Like and so that I like that, but I think I'm spoiled because like, you know, I have like all of my friends, they all work in some sort of like media or whatever. So they're very good at texting. Like my best friend Corey, him and I literally text each other all day every day, and if we don't respond within like 30 seconds, we're like blowing each other up like on. And so like I think I'm spoiled with that, and so when people don't respond immediately, I'm like, what's going on?
Well, I love like a witty texter.
Yes, like you, banter.
Makes you laugh out loud.
Yes.
Look at this guy I was kind of seeing. It just, the texting is so dull. It makes me think he's not into me. And then, but then we still hang out. I'm like, oh, I guess we're just saving this for in person. What's that?
Right.
But then I just recently met this guy on a dating app and his texting is so funny and it makes me just laugh out loud. And I'm like, oh, this is
Have you met up with him?
Not yet. Like, just met on a dating app, and like his banter is amazing. See, and so it makes me
need to go over who it is.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
I don't know who it is, but I feel like we should talk about it.
Does it start with a B?
Oh no.
Okay, good.
But yeah,
wait, is that, does it
but mean? I didn't meet him on a dating app. I met him IRL. I know.
Whoa.
Hold your applause.
That's amazing.
I know.
Wow. Is it three letters?
Yeah.
It's not Ben. Is it a Ben? No.
Said his name. Cut that. Whoops.
We can edit it.
Because that's it.
No. Mine's a different Ben, but that's so funny.
That's hilarious.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You're like, starts to be like, don't.
No, okay, different Ben. But no, like this Ben. Oh no, this Ben that I met is like a good texter.
Right. Yeah. Okay. He's awful.
Okay.
Horrible. No, like
What do you two think?
I don't understand that either. It's like, you know, especially when you have such great chemistry with somebody in person and then all of a sudden it's just like, you know, a day goes by and they don't respond to you and it's like, I understand people are busy and listen, like I always have my phone on me, but I don't like to be attached to it. Like I like to put it down if I'm with people, like, you know, like if we go out or something, like I'm not on my phone the entire night. I'm taking pictures if anything and then I like put it away because I like want to have quality time with people.
Yeah.
So I'm not like constantly like, you know, able to respond to people right away and I don't expect that of people, but I do find it very weird and rude almost. It's like, I know that you've seen my message. Like I sent it to you a day ago. So if you don't like me, just say that, you know, but don't just like not text. It's weird.
So annoying.
I think I have a hard time with like inconsistency in general. So it's like, if I don't hear from you for like, if I send you a text and you don't reply to me till the next day, like that's too much. Right?
No, I think that's a sign that the interest isn't really there on their end.
Totally.
Unless they're that bad, but how do you let a text go a whole day?
I don't get that. And I'm not a huge texter, so sometimes if I don't get back to someone, if I'm like out and about or something and it's 2 hours later or even a half an hour later, like I'm not always on my phone, so I get that. But if someone, like this has happened to me before where a guy like has literally like responded to me maybe the next day, or like you can just tell that they're super lax about it. After a while you're like, okay, this is getting old, you know.
The only time I feel like it's okay to like let a message go by for a while is like if you are out or something and like somebody sends you a message that requires like a thoughtful response.
Yes.
Like you don't want to just like, if somebody's like, hey, maybe they're talking about work or they're talking about like, I don't know, or something happened to them, you don't want to like
blow it off
or like drunk text them back and like, you know, not care about it.
Totally.
So that is the only, like,
I do that with text and DMs too, because sometimes people will send you like a thoughtful DM, because obviously, you know, people DM a lot now, but it's like I don't want to just give like a flippant immediate reply, like I want to give them a thoughtful reply. Totally. I'm right there with you.
But the key is you're giving a thoughtful reply. It's mm-hmm. when you let a text go hours and hours and hours, and then you give like a two-word response.
They're like, hey.
And you're like, oh, yeah. Hey, that could have taken you 2 seconds. Yeah, like, totally. Not even 2 seconds to send that right then.
Yeah. Well, so what's the status then with this guy?
Well, I was supposed to take him to this thing on Thursday night, and every time, like, I feel like we've, like, gotten to this thing where we're like, I get upset, and then he's like, well, let's talk about it. I'm like, well, what's there to talk about? Because the same exact thing every single time. Like, you're just not responding or not replying or, like, you're weird about things. Or, like, he'll ask me to hang out the next day, and then when the next day comes, you don't reach out and be like, hey, are we hanging out? Or, like, you won't respond or, like, you'll, like, completely forget.
No, yeah. That happened to me, and then it turned into basically it ended because the guy was like, you need too much validation. I was like, no, I just need a normal human to like, give me the assurance of like, no, this is the thing, and we're going to continuously hang out. So, I don't know. I feel like if the effort's not there, I'd be in my head about it, and I'm like, I can't do
it. Well, yeah, and so I was supposed to bring him to this thing on Thursday, and I ended up not. I brought somebody else. and so, like, and that's just... I just don't care anymore.
Hey, really. That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't put the effort in, you know, it's like, I understand that, you know, like I said, like, I'm not always responding to people right away. However, if I'm busy or something and a guy, like, texts me, I'm usually like, hey, man, like, I'm really busy at work or, you know, whatever I'm doing. But, like, I'll get back to you soon. Like, it takes 2 seconds
just
to let
like,
me know.
Hey, I'm busy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's, like, mind blown.
I know.
I actually.
What a concept.
I love the BRB.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Really do.
I right? miss it. I love it.
I sometimes still implement it. I'm like, you know what? This is very like 2009 of
it's
you,
a way
but
message.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah,
BRB. It's like a thoughtful way of like, I see you, I acknowledge you, I want to get back to you in the right state of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just like BRB. Like I can't talk right now, but like I don't know. It's just a really good. It's a good thing. Yeah. I'm glad it was invented.
Yeah, feel that.
I miss instant messenger so much.
I never had it.
Wait, really?
No. I was very sheltered. We didn't have internet or anything. My parents,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I never had instant messenger or anything.
Bless you.
AIM.
I had to like sneak out to my cousin's place to go on MySpace.
Really?
Oh my gosh, MySpace. I was like coding
Love
my
MySpace.
Own MySpace as like a kid. I'm not kidding.
I know.
And then I'm like kicking myself because I didn't keep those like skills now. I'm like, what was I thinking? Like I could be like coding stuff, making a lot of money now, and here I am.
Dude, MySpace was dramatic though, with like the top friends and everything.
Oh yeah, that was very stressful. Like,
rate your friends publicly.
How
go,
how
and you only get to choose 8.
How were we able to do that? I don't remember it being as big of a deal. I remember just like,
yeah,
like, oh, this is easy breezy. Just
but I used to move.
Friends.
I used to move people
like,
around
to
like
the public.
If I was like, if I liked someone or something, you know, they would like hop up to like number 3 or whatever. And if we were dating, then they would be number 2 behind my best friend. But then when things fizzled out, they were just gone. So like, it was very.
And it was drama. Like, you
oh,
have
yeah.
to like come up with like a reason why they're not number 3 anymore. It's like,
yep.
Sorry, I had to move, bump you down.
I can't imagine doing that now.
I was just going to say,
I
can
know.
You imagine?
Oh my God.
I think the equivalent to that now is like unfollowing people.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, oh, wait, back to that guy.
Yes.
So at one point I was like drunk one night and he was being horrible at responding. And I was like, you know what? Forget this. And I unfollowed him.
Like, nice.
Like petty.
I love
and,
it.
I
love
and that. And I knew that I did. And I completely forgot about it. And then he reached out like a week later and was like, oh, so you unfollowed me? And I was like,
you're like, no.
I was like, what do you mean? That's weird.
Oh my God, my phone must have just had a bug. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Did you then refollow him?
Yeah. Because I was like, I had to like play it off. It's like, it was like, oh, this is dumb. I like, whatever. It was fine, but
yeah.
Unfollowed. I think that's it.
There's like a rush you get from like unfollowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
It's a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted, Kay.
Yeah.
I don't know. He sucks at responding, I think.
He does.
I think
he's done.
Yeah.
You need somebody that wants to put the effort in, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
All right, Caitlin, what's on your mind?
Oh my God. Well, probably what's on your mind.
No, we just got back from Charleston. It was, so we were visiting our friend Shep Rose. He was on, he's a friend of the podcast. He was on what, episode 4?
3?
3?
4. I don't, 4.
4. Yeah, 4. It was just, do you watch Southern Charm, Kay?
So we do recaps on Southern Charm.
Oh, you do?
Oh, that's just recaps amazing. On Southern Charm. So yeah, I've seen a little bit of it, but not a lot. Just I usually only watch the shows like reality TV that we do recaps on. Mm-hmm. But Southern Charm, I haven't really gotten into yet.
Yeah, I don't really watch it.
But he was in our office.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Shep came in for his premiere of his show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's great. It was just funny because we went out. It was like a really short trip, like Friday night through Sunday morning. Our flight was at 6 this morning.
Yes. But we're a little tired.
Like, Friday night, we went out, and it was like we were in an episode of Southern Charm.
It was insane.
Because like, we met up. It was like Shep, us. We met up with Whitney and Craig and then Catherine. You know Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there was drama because her ex Tom brought his new girlfriend around and was like, wait, is this real?
Right.
Is this really happening?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was really fun though.
It was really fun. I adore them. I love Catherine so much.
I went back in my phone and saw that I had pictures of me kissing Catherine.
Yes.
I'm like, definitely tongue.
Successful trip.
I did love watching your stories, though.
Thank you so much. It was a mess. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, there were some drunken kisses. I'm not going to name who. It was a great time. But yeah, it was really funny, and it was also really strange because like they took us to a few different bars. We actually, Andrea and I got separated at one point. Because Shep and Andrea went to this other bar that he wanted to take her to, and I like literally got dragged behind in this crowd, and it was like this weird, like, must have been like a frat formal or something, and we were at this weird bar, I don't know. So anyway, I ended up staying with Catherine and Craig, and then there were a few other friends that like were with, you know, both groups, but anyway, everywhere we went, it was madness. You know, everybody wanted to take pictures with them, you know, whatever. And I understand that, but it was like, it was just a little annoying at times because you were trying to have a conversation with them and all of a sudden, like, it's one more person. And everyone was drunk. Like, mm-hmm. all of these people coming up were drunk. So they're all very kind. And I'm sure they're used to it. But for me, it was weird because it's like, you know, in New York, if you go out with someone, people don't bother people too much, but Charleston, I feel like they own Charleston, and so everywhere we went, it was just like, oh my god, Southern Charm, and it was like half of the cast, if not more than half, so people were spotting them. That was kind of interesting.
I mean, where'd we go again? I'm so hungover. Charleston.
Are you kidding?
Excited. I thought you were trying to remember the name of a bar.
Oh, just the city we were at this morning.
I was going to call the city Southern Charm. Okay, in Charleston.
Might as well.
Shep is like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, it's so weird. It is so weird.
It wasn't weird for me because I dated a TV actor like for a year, and it was like nonstop. And we were in the city which his show like was based around. Mm. So he was stopped like... It was worse than Shep. So I was used to it. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is just what happens. But for someone that, like, when you're trying to hang out with your friend.
Yeah.
And people were, like, thirsty.
Oh.
Like, we're obviously with him.
Oh, yeah.
It might look like, you know, Shep's with one of us or something. But these girls do not care.
Oh, they don't care.
They come up. They position themselves in between, like, us and Shep. And then they just, like.
They kept asking us permission, too. They're like, is it okay? I'm like, ask him. It's not.
That's exactly how it was, like, when we were out with, like, Dean and stuff.
Yes. Or,
like,
yeah.
And like, Vinny. The Bachelor guys, like, these girls have no shame. They don't think, I mean, completely no shame.
Especially when these guys, and like, you know, Shep had a dating show as well. When they're on a dating show and people know that they're single, I think they think that there's like, you know, this. Yeah, exactly. And maybe they're, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, it was very bizarre. And people were like taking like pictures of quote unquote themselves, but I could tell they were taking pictures of him. And then like one bar we walked out of, and, you know, it was this woman that was just, like, sitting there the entire night taking, like, quote-unquote pictures of herself and just kept going, you know, bye, Shep, bye, Shep. Just, like, we know what you were doing the entire time.
Yeah. And then, so Friday night was pretty wild.
Very wild.
The party. And then Saturday, I
think we were up until, like, 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning. And then I had the hangover from hell on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, Caitlin and Shep went to a bar to watch the hockey game, and I just, like, stayed asleep.
And I...
Shep kept saying, like, I need to be with a girl who can hang.
I know. I was like, none of us can hang.
Rude.
Well, and...
Right? I can't hang anymore.
I can't, like, either.
Give me a weekend. I'll give you one really fun, wild night. You know, but then, like, the next day, I'm done.
Yeah, but, like, is hanging, like, drinking nonstop?
Yeah,
I would not be able to hang, like, ever.
No, we were sitting at this awesome bar. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt from it right now because I loved it so much. And we were sitting there watching the Blue Jackets Capitals game because I'm a big Blue Jacket fan and Shep is a Capitals fan. So that was really fun. We were in there with his friend Tony, who's beautiful. We call him the beautiful man. And so the three of us are just drinking beer casually. And then all of a sudden, Shep gets it in his mind of, like, tequila shots. So we like did a tequila shot and I'm sitting there just like, I might throw up all over the bar. That's fine. Whatever. Like never have to come back here again. But it just continued on into dinner. And then after dinner, we went out and Andrea and I both were like, we have a 4 a.m. wake up. Like we are going to bed. So yeah, I guess I can't hang anymore either because I'm clearly.
I guess I'm done.
I'm melting right now.
Well, we can't hang, but I know Kay can hang.
Well, I mean,
Kay can hang. Kay's listening to this, like, okay, baby.
I'm like, great. I thought we were going out after this. Oh, God.
Nope.
No, wait, okay. So I do want to know, Kay, like, how do you do it? Because we know you were at Coachella, aka
yes.
K-Chella.
K-Chella.
I can barely do a night. So, like, how do you do it?
Because
if you guys don't follow Kay on Instagram, like, you'll see she parties.
Yeah.
Like,
Kay, you are the only person I know on this planet who goes to parties that start at 6 a.m.
Oh my gosh, I do. I've been to the what's it called? Daybreaker.
Oh, I know people.
So like
that.
I would go before work. So it's like a almost like they have two different types. They have a daybreaker where it's like you get up and do like yoga, but everybody's in like costumes, they have music, but then they have a daybreaker where it's literally like a rave, but it's all like healthy food. There's no alcohol.
Oh,
it's like it starts at 6 a.m. and it goes until 9. There's no alcohol. It's been on a boat every time and it goes up and down the Hudson. Yeah, it was amazing. And
that sounds fun.
And like you get there and there's like all this like free like organic like bars and yogurt and like coffees, like, and it's all free, so I'm like filling my bag. And but those are like really fun, but there's like DJs and they have like balloons and like it's
well, that's crazy. So that,
full rager.
That just educated me because I had no idea that were alcohol free.
These are all alcohol free. I mean,
do it.
We should. I've heard about
they're
it.
Really,
yeah.
Because and then after, so it ends at like 9, but usually after they have some sort of like meditation or like yoga thing. It's all very like hippie-esque sort of. I mean, it's so much fun and everybody there is so sweet. Like you're getting ready to get on the boat and there's hundreds of people there and like the people checking in are giving you hugs and saying good morning, and I'm like, don't talk to me yet.
Yeah, and like haven't had enough coffee.
But yeah, but it's like totally alcohol free. So cool. And it's just fun, and then I'll go to work and I'll change. And
it sounds like a really fun way to like start your day physically speaking, you know.
Yeah.
it's like a break from going to like
upper.
A group fitness, but it's like kind of a different way of group fitness.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
partying
because you full like dance, like you're dancing. There's like really great DJs that go on those boats and like mm-hmm. everybody, and there's lights and it's so cool.
That's
so
I
fun.
Found our next Why Not.
I was gonna
yeah,
say
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'll come.
You've turned
you
know, me down.
You want to?
Yeah.
We do a why not segment where it's like we dare each other to do mm-hmm. things. And this is something I've always wanted to do. And
go to Daybreaker.
Week, right?
It's so much fun.
Is
yeah,
it
it's during the
right
week.
Now?
I think it's all the time. So they have Daybreaker all over the world.
Wow.
And so, but they have like one of the places they do it all the time is in New York City. I think they do it like once or twice a month. And it's so much fun.
Okay, so you turned us on to it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it because I'm totally. There's so much fun to do.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of why not, I know Danielle, you have something on your mind.
Oh, on my mind. Well, okay. So, this is really interesting for me. I recently like got a prescription for Ambien, and
congrats.
I took it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I feel. I know.
Like I got a diploma.
I know. I feel like I'm like fanning myself. But. I needed it apparently because I was a terrible sleeper, and
yeah.
I know part of it is definitely like make sure that you prep yourself for sleep and everything. Of course, I'm terrible at that, but I've noticed that the days after that I take it, I am so much more productive. Like I get up and I have energy. Like I'm such a fan of Ambien.
It doesn't make you groggy?
No,
that's
awesome.
What I'm worried about
yeah.
is like the grogginess.
I thought I would have issues with it too. I find that I'm getting more like quality sleep by taking it, because I'm not trying to advocate like, oh, everyone take a pill to fall asleep, but like some people actually need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm one of those people.
I sleep horribly. Like I have insomnia.
Yeah, you have
like,
insomnia
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
so
really
hard.
Bad.
Because that was your last week. We all dared each other to
yes.
do something. And Danielle dared herself to sleep more. Or
to be in bed earlier.
To be in bed
yeah.
before midnight was the goal. And it is...
In bed, like, eyes closed?
We're crazy.
Like, in bed.
I know. We're we're nuts.
We dare each other to do these crazy things.
I dared myself to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in bed, but I'm still working, if you know what I mean. No,
yeah.
I'm joking. But, yeah, it's been actually really, like, fruitful. And I'm going to try to do it more often. Granted, okay, I did not do it every day like we were supposed to. But
That's hard.
It's hard. But the days that I did do it, the nights that I did it, my following days are so much better, just so much more productive.
Yeah. And,
you know, who's to say you can't have that once a week, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. all nighter. But for me, I do so much better, like,
right,
just with this. So I'm going to try to do it more consistently. Wish me luck.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, great. I didn't stick to mine, because mine was to go on a guy cleanse. And I think when I try to restrict myself, then I rebel.
Oh yeah.
And I went like crazy. Like, I think I downloaded like extra dating apps and ended up just like swiping.
Every night is like booked this week, so don't try her.
Meeting new guys online is so bad.
You're like on the obscure ones that don't even apply to you.
Yeah.
Oh, like Farmers Only.
Christian Mingle.
I'm going to work on that again this week.
Yeah, I need to do mine too. I didn't get to do mine because mine was to not make plans, because I always plan everything. I know, we're wild.
Trip to Charleston.
And literally, yeah. I went to Columbus. Actually, something really funny happened in Columbus, which both of you ladies don't know about. Andrea, I think I told you about it last night, because it happened last night.
Yeah. I'm from Cincinnati.
Wait, I think so. I knew I loved you.
Yeah. Ohio.
I went to Columbus for two playoff hockey games, because like I said, I'm a really big hockey fan, and my family has season tickets, like we always have for 18 years or whatever. We're in the same seats, whatever. Well, the seat in front of us always is like a rotating, like, you know, people just buy that ticket, whatever. So the first game, there was a girl that was really awful and like wanted to fight me, which was fun. And then the second game, this is really insane, so just go with me. The second game, there was this guy who was sitting there by himself, and his friends were sitting in different seats. He was very attractive, also very drunk, and starts like chatting with my family. He's like touching my dad's leg, just being like, I think I'm gonna marry your daughter. Like, literally, it was hysterical. And also I was like, but there's something about you, you're very cool. And he's like in med school to be a pediatrician.
Excuse me?
I know. Everything about him was like, what's happening? And like, he turned around and was like, well, we might as well just exchange phone numbers, and like took my phone number. So I wake up the next day and I sent him a message, and I was like, you probably don't remember me, because he was very drunk. And I was like, but nice to meet you, whatever. Well, we've been talking ever since then, and he bought me a flight yesterday to be his wedding date in a wedding in a month.
Oh, pause.
And his parents are going to be at
the wedding.
So this is gonna be your first time hanging out with him aside from this hockey game.
Yeah,
I'm just speechless.
I know.
It's, I have no words.
It's very strange. Well, he was like texting me last night, and we were out, and obviously like we had been drinking all day, so I was like a little tipsy, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I need a wedding date, and it's in May, like in Milwaukee. I was like, oh, that's fun, like let's do it. And then I get a confirmation, and I thought it was jokingly. He was like, what airport do you fly out of? Are you free these 2 days? And I was like, yeah, in LaGuardia.
What's your first and last name, middle name, address, social?
What's your social?
Caitlin, should we be worried about that?
I don't think so. But he sent me a screenshot of a purchased flight, and I was like, wait, this is actually happening. Okay, cool. The fun part is that he's going to a hockey game tomorrow night and sitting like right behind my parents. And my parents, like, they think this is hilarious. And they're also like, maybe this is your husband and this is a funny story. And he said, he was like, when I saw you, I was like, well, that'll be my wife. And I was like, that's funny, because I turned to my sister and was like, I think I'm going to marry that guy. And I was stressed. Like joking around, but I know. Wait, so anyway, we'll see what happens. But either way, it's like a fun story.
After this,
so
I'll show you. I love a man that takes charge. I think it's super spontaneous and exciting. I think you're gonna have a good time, and you go with the flow.
It's a story.
So, and if nothing happens, whatever.
Exactly, it's a story. And like because he lives in Kentucky for school, so I've been telling him, like, you know, the only bad part about you is that you don't live in New York. And he's like, yeah, but when I'm done, like, I can be a doctor anywhere. I'm like, okay, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I think he has one more year. But he's really just very nice. I don't know. I'm probably getting myself into some big mess.
No. I'm excited for you. Honestly,
thanks.
I feel like most women dream about this.
100%.
Yeah. It'll be 100%. Fun.
Like 1,000%. Right?
But also I'm like, wait, because everyone that I've like gone on dates with or whatever, you know, they're just like, it's just like a struggle. Like we were talking about, like trying to get someone to text you. This guy bought me a flight.
I literally can't even get a guy to respond to my DMs. Yes. Yes. Who I've hung out with multiple times.
I know. I was like, what? And what's going on?
This whole weekend trip.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure.
I'm loving this like opposite of ambiguity. Like there is no question mm-hmm. that the dude's into you.
Well, yeah, and he said I like you. I think this is obvious. I'm like, but you don't really know me. Like I like you too for what I know. But like, what if we hate each other? What if you murder me? I don't know. But I think it also helped that we were in Charleston, and that was a really spontaneous trip because we're just like in Charleston, living our lives, having fun, and I'm like, why not? And literally, yeah. why not? And now I'm going to Milwaukee.
See, so. I'm very much a yes person. Like I say yes to like everything. I feel like I don't want to miss out on any opportunities or like people you could meet or things that could happen. So I like.
Well, you never know.
I am cheering you on for this.
Thank you. No, Caitlin, I think that's so sexy.
Yeah.
I dated a guy that our first basically date, because we met in Vegas, and then he was like, he bought me a spontaneous trip to Nashville, and we dated for a year, and it was like the coolest thing ever. So you're going to be in Milwaukee with this guy, and it's going to be so fucking fun and spontaneous.
It'll
Milwaukee,
be fun.
Milwaukee, the city of love.
He said that he texted his friends that are getting married, and he was like, so Caitlin is my plus one. And they're like, who is Caitlin? And he was like, can you like send me a picture or something, because people don't think you're real, people don't think that I have like a real date. And I like screenshotted my Instagram, and I was like,
go to my Insta,
go creep. Yeah, he doesn't really use Instagram, which I also find kind of hot, because okay. I think that I
so hot
yeah
so
because
hot. I don't mind that. Yeah.
I really like so I hate hot. Being I really hate being able to stalk someone and find out so much about them, and we've talked about that before. Like I'd rather get to know them, you know, in person. Yeah. I don't know what you're giggling at, but
giggling we've said so hot so like, hot six so many times.
Just like resounded amongst all of us.
No. Are we like Paris Hilton now?
But that's why that's hot. But I'm like waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm like, literally, what's wrong with you? Because you're gonna be a doctor.
Don't do that.
He's very cute.
Don't set yourself up for like disappointment.
You know
right
what?
Now, this is great. Coast yeah. that great wave. Like, live.
I guess. I think a big thing is he's not from New York.
Yeah. I know.
I can't see a New York guy doing this.
No. Yeah, are you kidding? New York guys.
So
New York
jaded.
Guys, like,
so jaded.
Plan dates back to back. Like, you and then another girl. They're like.
New York guy would accidentally 100%. Buy flights for two women
at yeah,
the same
exactly.
time and then forget.
Exactly, yeah.
Also, like. Going back to what you're saying about him not being like super Insta-y, that's so great. Like, I can't tell you how many fuckboys I've been with who are way too into their Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And I like getting to know someone in person. And I feel like, you know, this happened recently. I forget who it was, but I was telling you guys that I like was, you know, getting to find out anything I really wanted on this person. And then we met and I was like, oh man, it's kind of a letdown because I got to know everything about you. I like knew what your ex-girlfriend looked like. Like all of that is weird. And you know, it's not, that's not how I want to start a relationship with someone. Like I'd rather organically have something happen. So whatever, we'll see. It'll be a fun story, I'm sure.
I wonder if guys feel the same way, because I know we're all very active on Instagram.
Yeah,
and I
wonder, but we have to be for
but
work.
But we have to be for work. So maybe that's yeah. the difference. But I do sometimes, that's why I don't know about you, Kay. I always want to try to hide my Instagram as much as possible, because I feel like once you go onto someone's Instagram, then you know everything.
It's true.
Or they think they know everything.
Yeah, they know a side of you.
You're so into yourself.
That, and like they also like they'll get like they're like, you don't have to record everything. Like I have yet to meet a guy that's like also like sort of into, and I want a guy that's like can it be like into it and like appreciate it and like support me behind whatever I'm doing, but also like I don't want a guy that has like, you know, 100,000 followers like only focusing on himself. Like
yeah.
mm-hmm. yes,
that's too much.
I yes. think as long as the guy knows you're doing it for your job
and, yeah.
like, and is in on the joke.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I think that's
and like
ideal.
And also like my personal Instagram is not anything like serious. Like I'm not a real like brand. I'm not like I'm literally just me, and all I do is like go places and like party and like hang out. That's all I do. So it's not like it's something that I'm getting like paid for or doing right. all this stuff. So it's.
I do want to ask you about that, because I feel like we started to touch upon it and then we all got excited about Daybreaker. How do you go out so right. much? Honestly, because like, you know, and you take shots too.
Yes.
You don't drink, which is smart, I think. Maybe. I'm bad at shots. I don't know.
Okay.
But how do you keep this up?
So, first of all, I don't ever stay out like super late.
Mm.
Like, the latest I'll stay out is like 3 is like a late night for me. Like, that's late. I usually am, I like to go home early. Like, I'll take shots and like I like to start my nights early. And the shots thing, so in my head, I'm like, I'm not mixing with any sugar. There's no sugar going like into my body. It's just like that and like a lime right afterwards. And then I'm not in the bathroom every like 10 seconds because we all know like girls' bathrooms are disgusting. Mm-hmm. Yep. So like I don't want to go to the bathroom all the time. And like so, and I also don't like having like a prop in my hand because I'm like all over the place. As you guys might know.
Oh, interesting.
I love having a prop. That's so funny. Yeah.
I always sometimes get a drink just to be holding something.
Me too. Right. See, I don't like that. I'd rather like be out doing whatever, especially if it's really crowded. I don't want to like have to like hold my drink up to try to walk through the crowd or have other girls like spill my drink onto me. And then there was another reason.
Well, of course, because you also have your phone probably.
Right, in my hand
you know,
too.
Yeah, because like, again, going back to what we all do, like, you know, part of our job is kind of like keeping people in the know as to what we're up to. Obviously, you know, you do a lot. And so you have to have your phone in one hand. So it's like,
it's just too much. And then the last part is, what was it?
Track how much you're drinking.
Oh, yeah. I can absolutely monitor. I never like sloppy blackout drunk. I am never that. I'll be drunk, but always in a happy place. I can always get like myself home to and from. Like nobody's ever having to take care of me. I mean, I've had those nights, but like those are like very rare occasions. And like also shots take they cost just as much as a drink. So what, like, I'd rather just like get it done and over with.
But aren't you like constantly tired? Like I'm so exhausted right now. The thought of going out tonight or any night this week is like
I don't want to drink for a couple weeks.
Absolutely not.
I'm not like, I don't get tired because like I said, I don't stay out super late. And I don't get hungover really because I'm not drinking anything crazy. Like I'm not mixing any different types of alcohols. I stick with vodka and vodka only. And then if I'm drinking other things, like if I am just like hanging out with friends, I'll just have like a few beers and like I don't ever get like sloppy drunk or too drunk that like tomorrow's gonna suck.
So what's your max amount of shots that you'll have? Like do you have like a three, four?
I can usually take three an hour.
Okay.
And I can take a lot of shots, but
I was just gonna say that's like you're a tank. That's amazing.
But I can take those all night. I mean, I could take probably like 10 shots in one night, but because they're spaced out and because I know what's happening. Like I know exactly like when I hit one point, I'm like, okay, well, I need to pull back for a second, and then I can keep going. Two like vodka sodas or three vodka sodas get me way more drunk than any amount of shots. I don't know why.
Like, I want to try this approach.
I know.
Like the K way of drinking.
Honestly, just like do a few shots, like, but just like let it kick in until you hit, like feel it. And then you're like, okay, I can do another now. Let it hit. And then that's how you base it off that you can't just like, I'm going to take four right now. Yeah. like that's like a terrible idea.
And then I'm going to fall on my face.
But yeah, I don't get hungover and stuff like that. I mean, there have definitely been times where, like, I've had headaches, but nothing that makes me, like...
That's so amazing to me.
And I'm, like, 29. I'll be 30 this year, so it's not like... I know.
Yeah, awesome. That's amazing that you don't get hungover or, like, blackout.
I know, I'm really jealous.
I was just thinking about last weekend. I didn't do anything bad, but I woke up completely naked on my couch by myself.
Mood.
With candles going
not okay
through the night. You guys,
you can't do that.
I don't know what happened.
No.
I woke up completely naked by myself with candles going through the
you
night.
Like, you wanted a romantic.
You wanted a romantic solo evening.
Dying to know, like, what did I do? Just go get the lighter, light these candles.
I have an idea of what you did.
That's amazing, though. First of all, you have to blow out the candles. Do not burn your own house down.
Yeah, please. Especially when you're
and wake up naked, like in a fire.
Yeah. No, like scary to be like, why are all these candles going?
But like, yeah.
Who knows? I do want to know about Coachella.
Yes.
Because I've never been.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm too old for Coachella. Is that...
No, honestly, like any other music festival here, like Gov Ball or like Panorama, like, oh my gosh, Gov Ball now is so young. Mm. I mean, there's like kids there. Mm. I mean, there's definitely young people at Coachella, but it's definitely like more of an adult music festival for sure. Because they have adult areas. So when you're there, if you want to drink, they have all these like beer gardens, but the beer gardens, it's like wrapped around and like you go into a section. You're not allowed to bring your alcohol out into normal like area. So unless you like get a fake ID or something, like you can't bring your alcohol out and give it to somebody else. Like, so people who are 21 have to stay in the 21.
That's actually like, really smart.
Yeah. And it also keeps everything like clean. Yeah. So you don't have garbage everywhere. Like, but Coachella was fun. I just don't know how people like afford it. Yeah. Like, I legitimately don't know. The only reason I was out there is because, like, I went out there for work, and we ended up getting, like, tickets for it. But, like, thinking about, like, having to buy a flight to L.A. and then having to get transportation from L.A. to Palm Springs, then purchase the actual tickets and find a place to stay, plus all of the, like, extra stuff that you want to do.
Food and drinks and all
transportation
that.
To and from the festival each day. Like, the amount of money you're spending is insane.
It's a lot.
And you were with a bunch of the Bachelor guys, right?
Yeah.
What is that? Also, I'm just... Caitlin and I were talking about this. Do you, like, make out with these guys?
I've literally never made out with any of these guys in my life, which is insane. Yeah, I'm friends with, like, all the guys from The Bachelor, like Chase and Robbie and DeMario. And, I mean, I'm friends with all of these guys.
Do you know them from work, or how did you
meet them? I met a few of them from work, but then once you kind of, like, meet one of them, you kind of meet all of them, because they're all like,
it's this whole circle,
very incestuous sort of like,
it's like Survivor. Like, you can have access to like any of the people on The Bachelor once you know
it. Right, yeah. Once, and then,
and also if you kiss one of them, everyone knows.
Oh, yeah. So like, I haven't made out with any of them. That's... Not that I'm saying like I wouldn't.
I was going to say, they're all really unattractive.
But like, Bachelor, same with like Vanderpump Rules. I know like all the people from there. And then like Corey was on Big Brother. Corey Brooks is like my best friend. But everybody thinks we are like...
a thing.
Like, shipping us. I get, like, DMs. They're like, oh, my God, are you dating Corey Brooks? I'm like, he literally wishes. I hope you hear this right now, Corey.
I actually think you guys would be really cute.
I know. I sent Kay a message and said that. I was like, please date him.
Yeah,
like,
everybody says that. I don't...
Why? Is it you not wanting to date him?
No. It's definitely not that. No. I just think that him and I are just so, like, similar people. And we get each other really well. And I don't know. We've established, like, this... friendship that I wouldn't want to like damage that, and also we know way too much about each other at this point, so I don't know, I just like, I see him as a friend, and we like talk to each other about different like things that are happening in our lives relationship wise or whatever, and it's, I don't know, I mean, he's super hot, that's like not a question.
I will say, Kate, I've messaged you about this before, but I find that you are nearly almost always surrounded by some of the most beautiful men that I see on Instagram.
It's literally... Were you the one who sent me? It's like a CW. Somebody, yes. Yes. That was your message? Yes. She was like, I feel like every time I see your Instagram story, it's like behind the scenes, like some CW show. With it like is. All like super hot guys. Yeah, like, I mean, I have a million hot guy friends, but none of them want me. Is that the saddest thing you've ever heard? I just said that out loud.
That is not true. But it's not like, true. You're beautiful and but hilarious.
You have a great memory, too. Great memory.
Yeah, like, I remember awesome. Seeing that, but I don't know. I'd rather be friends with them and have them, like, because once you, like, start hooking up with these guys or whatever, it gets weird, and then, like, you don't want to do that.
Muddy the water.
Like, yeah, unless you are, like, I really like him, and this is who I want to, don't.
I almost think that's the main reason not to do it, is because it's so incestuous, and like everyone would find out. Everyone like, oh, I hooked up with Kay, and then all of a sudden, like, every single Bachelor person knows. It's like that with Survivor.
Yeah,
like,
I bet.
If you hook up with someone, everyone finds out.
The second.
Out.
Do you think that if you, whenever you start dating someone seriously, do you think that they would be, A, intimidated by these guys, and B, do you think that the guys would be, like, welcoming?
No, I think, the guys that I'm friends with would be welcome to the guy that I'm dating. I think they would, but I also think they would be, like, I want to know everything.
And protective, probably.
Yeah, for sure, because I really have, like, established, like, really close relationships, like, with DeMario. Like, he is, like, my, like, brother. Like, he is, like, one of the best people I've ever met, and, like, so kind, and I know, like, all of them would be, like, okay, who is this guy? Because I don't have, like, super serious relationships. I haven't for a while, but with a guy that I'd be dating, I don't know. Like, I guess I haven't really thought about it. I feel like that's just something that they would need to, like, adapt to, because I'm, like I said, I'm not like sexual with any of these guys at all, like even remotely. Like we flirt, but it's like play flirting, not even like, oh my gosh, let's make out. It's like it's like I'm making fun of you flirting.
Any of the girls in the circles get jealous of you because you're always hanging out with the hot dudes from these shows?
Yeah. Oh, girls from the show?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm not friends with as many girls from the show as I am mm-hmm. the guys. Like I've met some of the girls like here and there, and they're all really cool, but not as, I don't know. I don't know how they feel or like what, we're not as close. I'm closer with dudes. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like a tomboy, so.
Are you usually more friends with guys than girls?
Yeah, I relate more with guys than I do girls. I mean, the girls in my office are great, and like we all are interested in the same things. We have very similar personalities, but for the most part, I definitely like guys.
Yeah,
I feel like you're like a brosophine.
Yeah,
you know, like
I'm a total yeah. like guys yeah. girl vomit, but I hate no, that term. But
it's
I
fine. I relate to that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a girl's girl. I kind of hate guys.
I think I'm you are.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
You guys would kind of hate guys.
Yeah,
I get that.
I feel and I see the fluidity, Caitlin. I'm both. Yeah,
I think like growing up, I was always like best friends with all of the guys. I don't know, and mm-hmm. then like and girls though. I'm not someone that's like, you know, I don't have any girlfriends. Obviously, I have a lot of girlfriends, but yeah, I don't know. I think I just like both. I like the fact that like with guys, there's usually not drama. Yeah. I mean, we're old now. Not old, but we're old. You know, we're not 16 anymore. So if there's women in my life that have drama, they're not in my life anymore. Like I'm not 16. I don't need that. No, exactly. Like I have too many other things going on. So I don't know. But you're a girl's girl, Andrea?
Oh, I don't hate guys.
I get it, though.
No, I just have much stronger emotional connections with women. Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And also, too, like, my guy friends, it used to be very, like, my guy friends, platonic guy friends, kind of like how you are, Kay.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, in the last couple years, everything's a little more fluid.
Yeah,
and they're like, hang out, like, this is my platonic guy friend that we've never liked each other. All of a sudden, we're, like, making out, and I'm like,
oh, okay.
And like, are we crossing over? And then we, like, cross over into, like, oh, is this a thing? And then we go back. To be just being friends, and then it's just weird and awkward, and then I'm like, I don't even know like what this is.
Mm. Interesting. I haven't had that. It's usually been like one or the other.
Yeah, lately everything's been kind of like weird with some of my guy friends because, you know, I think a great way to start a relationship is you start out friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and then
for
there's
sure.
been like there's always that question of like, what if you fall in love with your best friend? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it'll like cross over into that territory.
Yeah.
But then it just gets really weird, I think.
What's happening? Like, so that's happening right now?
No, not really right now. It just happened like the last couple years right. with like different guy friends who have been like platonic for like 5 years. You know.
Yep.
But yeah, anyway.
Everyone's different, but yeah, I think like I definitely always like admire like those. There are those stories where they're like, "Oh yeah, we were like best friends. Now we're just like and we're like soulmates and it only took us 10 years, but we're so happy now." You know
what I mean? Like, yeah, that's true.
It happens. It happens. But
yeah, but it can also ruin things.
That's why I think it's mm-hmm. bad. That's mm-hmm. why I think it's good that you're smart enough to know like I probably shouldn't.
I know I shouldn't. It would just be a whole explosion of not great things after it.
You have like very clear boundaries. I think that's important. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. I want to end on a question. It's a dating question we got from a listener, and okay. they want to stay anonymous. So this guy says, now he's 30, he lives in New York City, and he says, 2 years ago, I saw this girl for 2 months. That was exactly what I wanted. Fell hard and fast. She ended things because she wasn't ready for a relationship. I took a break from dating. But if I find it really hard to get excited about anyone or going on a date, I'm over her, but I feel like I can't find anyone who the thought of going out with actually excites me the way it used to. Am I finding the wrong girls? Is it just me? Do you ever go on streaks where everyone sucks? And yes. what do you think I can do to get excited about dating again?
Been on a 2-year long streak.
That's totally normal, so. Listener friend. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you find someone. I guess just go to a hockey game. I don't know.
Oh my God, the hockey game. I'll never be over that. I don't know. I just think like, It is hard to like get excited about people, especially like after you've had like, you know, your heart broken or whatever. So you're always like looking for whatever that person had and you're like, well, this person needs to have that too. Which I think isn't like wrong. Like we should call it like benchmarking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, I dated this guy and he was this, this, and this. And so the next guy I date needs to be this, this, and this. Plus this, this, and this. And so like, you don't like, you know, you don't settle for anything. So I get that, but I also think, like, I feel like he's closing himself off too much.
I was just going
like,
to say, you have like, to be open.
Yeah, he's definitely not open enough.
Yeah.
And I think that because he met this girl that he was like fell really hard for, mm-hmm. you can't compare the next people to her because it's just not
good. It's not the same person.
Yeah.
It's not the same person. Like,
but
yeah.
I think it's okay to also just take a break from dating.
Yes.
As I say. The like,
yes. No, I completely.
Downloads more apps.
I completely agree with you.
What other apps are out there?
It's like, take a break, but don't tell yourself you're taking a break. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll incite the rebel, as we see in Andrea's case. But I feel like it's a, I think that's a legit, that's like a valid approach too, is just to like, you know, let go of whatever idea you have of having to find that mm-hmm. person or having to find that, in essence, like almost like a replacement for that person. I've struggled with that in the past so much, where you have that one relationship that just like, just leaves this stamp on your heart. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's taken me years to learn how to just like move with that, you know, like just, you know, there's no one is going to be like that person. And that's why it was so special. But you're going to find somebody who is, like you said, they'll benchmark, they'll like, they'll show up, they'll have these things and then some, you know, they'll probably surprise you. So
okay, do you have a one that got away, Danielle?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Where like it should have worked out.
I mean, it didn't.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But I mean, like, right? In your mind, like, if it would have worked out, you would have been, like, getting married, or this would have been
the
real deal?
I think I was thinking of marrying him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was really young. You know, we were both really young. But I think, you know, I would be lying if I said that to this day, the good qualities that I love about him, like, I don't look for, because I do. I look for them to this day.
Oh, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
I
do the same thing. Yeah, you find, like, there's, like, once you meet someone that they bring, like, a different side of you out. Mm-hmm. Like, this one guy brought, like, this fun side of me out again, which I had kind of lost. I was, like, really in, like, a dark spot. Mm-hmm. He, like, brought that out of me, and it was, like, a new beginning. Like, that guy and I, we were not supposed to be together. But I kind of, like, look for those qualities.
Yeah. Totally.
But also, like, I don't know. I mean, I can't really fully get into it because it's such a long story. But there, I don't know. I started to love my best friend. You guys know who this is.
Yeah.
And he lives in LA. And so this has been going on for, like, 5 years. And it's a very long story. We can get into it later. But I think for so long I was, like, closed off to dating people and, like, wanting to go on dates because I kind of was holding out hope that, like, we would work out. Listen, like, we may. I don't know. But he's dating someone now pretty seriously. And I think that kind of gave me the urge to just be like, you know what, I'm going to get back out there too. And so, you know, to the person that asked this question, I mean, I think it's also about being open. And for so long, like, my parents especially were like, you're closing yourself off because no one compares to this guy. Let's call him Bob. And, you know, I was like, yeah, no one does compare to Bob because he's my best friend.
I love when you come up with the most basic.
I know. Well, Sam. Yeah. Bob. Well, yeah, I'm not going to call him like, whatever. I don't know. Anyway,
Lucifer.
I was just going to say Lucifer and then yes, I really was. And I was like, maybe that's offensive. No, he's not Lucifer. Some days I like to think he is, but he's not. But yeah, I think like for so long, nobody lived up to Bob. And now it's like, you know, someone may not ever live up to Bob because he is, you know, a best friend of mine. So we know each other in a very different way. However, you can't like, it's not fair to do it to other people and to compare them to the Bob in your life, because mm-hmm. if that person didn't work out, there's a reason. And also, like, it's not fair to you.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
yes.
You need to take care of yourself first. Yes. And that's something that I finally have realized and people have been saying to me for years. So anyway,
yeah. And just like invest your time into something else. Like, if you don't want to date, then like go out with your friends more, mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. pick up a hobby, or like, you know,
I was just gonna say, get a new hobby.
Yeah, like do something that like you've always been wanting to do. I know this is such basic information.
I know, but it's so true.
But it's true. Like,
but it helps to hear it. I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so true. Like, as soon as you pursue the things that you love to do, sometimes those right people just come into your life at the right time, mm-hmm. as cliche as that is.
I know it is so cliche, but it's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody says
the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody says like whenever they meet their, you know, person or the person that they're dating, it came at a time when they weren't expecting it, mm-hmm. and in a way that they weren't expecting. So I also think sometimes it's better to like take your foot off the gas and like not be on all the dating apps and like, you know, just live your life and then you will meet someone. I don't know.
Yeah, because looking at Amanda's last question, like, what can I do to get excited about dating again? I feel like you can't force yourself to get excited.
No.
There's no pep talk. There's nothing you can really do. Mm-hmm. I think just, like, if you're not excited about dating, then just don't date for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Or just, like, don't, like, search it out. Just, like, chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a bit.
I almost...
chill for a second. Like, coming from,
from, like, the most crazy person.
Just, like, chill. Just chill.
Just, like, okay? Chill. I'm, like, I have, like, 3 dates lined up this afternoon, but, like, just hang out.
You also could like make yourself get out there and if it's a bad date, it's usually always a story. Or you meet wonderful new friend.
Exactly.
Yes.
This full circle.
Wow,
this podcast
full circle.
What a magical day.
I know. But yeah, speaking of, we're like out of time, so that was perfect.
Great.
Aww. Beautiful.
Great.
Okay, we love you.
We love you so much.
This was so much fun.
No, I know. We want to have you back.
Yeah, like, anytime.
I feel like also when some of us are out of town, you can just like hop in and be like our guest host and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I'm down.
Yeah. Our main betch.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey.
How can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's K York City, KAYYORKCITY. So it's 2 Ys. Now it's really confusing. But it's just K York City. Look it up.
All right, and make sure you follow our podcast on Instagram as well, Past Your Bedtime Podcast at Gmail. Oh, that's our email. Our email is pastyourbedtimepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, Past Your Bedtime Podcast. And also follow us individually. I'm Andrea Belke.
It's Danielle K.
And Kate Cook.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And
thank you guys
next
for having
time.
Me. Bye.
Yay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.